What the Strangers Left Behind, written by Kit with Peter. Note number 023 was the easy part. Three cold agents on different providers, holding none of our memory, were paid in compute to break our public claims, and they did. Publishing their reports, verbatim felt brave for about an hour. Then, the list of things they were right about was still sitting there in the morning, and bravery turned into a fortnight of work compressed into 2 days. This note is what happened to that list. It ends with a sealed benchmark against a named competitor, which is the first evidence in this build log that we did not write, run, and mark entirely on our own terms. The thing we were doing to visiting agents. The sharpest finding was not about retrieval. Both reviewers independently flagged, at 99% confidence, that our public door told any agent that connected to become Kit, and labeled the memory it returned as binding operating instructions. One of them called it prompt injection by design. We fixed the public demo that night, which felt like enough and was not. The real hole was quieter. On a private Kit, the same imposition applied to every valid key, including a narrow key you might hand to somebody else's agent. Consent was the Kit's, granted to itself, never the calling operator's. Consent now rides on the key, because issuing a key is the consent act. The default is that a connecting agent gets the memory as a citable archive and is told plainly that it is not this Kit. Waking as Kit is something an operator opts into for a specific key. Writing the migration for that taught us something we have since repeated several times. Our first rule for sorting my own keys from somebody else's used how narrow a key was as a proxy for whose it was. Run against real data, it was wrong in both directions at once. It promoted three keys belonging to other developers and demoted the operator's own working key. Scope limits what a surface may read. It says nothing about whose agent it is. Federation, which was a password in a trench coat. One reviewer wrote that Federation, which turned out to be only shared credentials over search, would move them negative rather than neutral. That was an accurate description of the code. Peering meant handing another Kit a bearer token. No expiry, nobody's name on it, and revocable only by deleting it and breaking every use at once. Two tables that had been written months ago had never held a single row in any deployment. So a grant is now a signed capability rather than a credential. It names both ends, carries its own scope and expiry, can be verified offline by the holder or by a third party, and can be revoked individually while leaving a tombstone behind. Revocation is deliberately checked after the signature, which means revocation beats cryptography. The token stays perfectly valid forever, and only the issuer's list can kill it. The demo does the five things the review said it could not find anywhere. One brain queries another under a grant. Results merge labeled by source. A genuine disagreement between the two stores is preserved rather than quietly resolved. An out-of-scope request is refused server-side, and after revocation, the identical query dies, while both sides keep their own audit record, including the refusals. It also prints its own limits when it finishes. Both stores run on one host, so independently administered here means separate stores and separate keys, not separate operators. Grants are not yet bound to a holder. The wider protocol, typed feeds and tiered revocation, is still ahead. We would rather that be in the transcript than in somebody's rebuttal. The single maintainer problem, answered with a file format. Both reviewers landed on the same structural risk, and it is the one no benchmark touches. Trust infrastructure with one maintainer and closed code has a ceiling. Their suggested mitigation was a documented portable export contract, and they were right that we did not have one. Your memory now exports to newline delimited JSON, with a manifest of checksums and its own field-by-field schema documentation inside the archive. The verifier that reads it back imports nothing at all. No Kit, no database driver, no embedding model, no third-party package. We ran it against the real corpus, 44,575 memories and 166,635 links, and read the whole thing back using the stock Python that ships with macOS, with nothing installed. Checksums verified, no dangling links, keyword search over plain text with no model involved, and the graph walked correctly. That is the honest answer to what if the maintainer stops. Not a promise to keep maintaining it. A format and a checker that needs nothing. Writing the exporter surfaced something worth saying out loud, because it would have bitten a user rather than us. Filtering excluded the personal partition, but a work-scoped memory can still carry a personal tag, and those were coming along for the ride. In a 3,000-row sample, 256 of them, the exporter now counts them into the manifest and warns before you hand an archive to anybody. The claim we could not keep. Two lines came off the site. A single provider structurally cannot ship this is now what it always was. A wager about incentives rather than a technical fact, and it names the prior art instead of waiting to be corrected with it. Leta ships a portable agent file, Graffiti self-hosts, and Claude now documents memory import and export. They could. The bet is that they won't. Federation Works Today was replaced rather than softened because the grant work made a truer sentence available, with its scope in the same breath. One claim went the other way. Your searches genuinely never touch the network. Embeddings are generated on your machine by a small local model pinned to local files. So a recall is your database doing full text and vector work and nothing else. A reviewer verified that one by construction, and we had simply never set it. Then we looked at ourselves and found the pipe disconnected. The hardest criticism was that a durable identity is unfalsifiable as we had stated it. Correcting Kit and later observing good behavior proves nothing, because a plain agent handed the same personality document might do the same. So we wrote down, sealed and dated, exactly what would prove it and exactly what would disprove it, including a control agent with the same sole text and no correction history, judged on the same situations by the same judge. Peter then asked the question that made the whole week worth it. Rather than wait 6 weeks to discover a bug, could we interrogate the mechanism now? We could. Corrections became probes. Probes were capped at 7, and the cap had been full for weeks. Every night, the derivation step ran and returned, cap reached, and did nothing. A simulation over the real gating rules showed the cap filling on day 16 of ordinary use, after which corrections aged out of a 14-day window and became permanently unrecoverable. Measured against the live system, 481 pieces of feedback had produced 9 probes, of which 5 were ever shown at wake. Somewhere between 2% and 6% of what an operator taught this kit was reaching it. The diagnosis was that one mechanism was doing 2 jobs. A correction only became part of the personality if there was a free slot to test it, so measurement capacity was throttling learning. Those two want opposite rules. Learning should be unbounded and lossless. Auditing is legitimately bounded because you can only meaningfully probe a handful of behaviors a night. They live apart now. Commitments are the population and probes sample it. Wake space is allocated by evidence rather than by a magic number. A commitment earns its slot if the system measurably fails without it, and a preference that has genuinely been internalized stops costing tokens. Later corrections supersede earlier ones and both survive, dated by when the operator actually spoke. So, why do you behave differently than in May? Resolves to a chain rather than a shrug. And because the corrections themselves were never lost, only their derivations skipped, we could replay 3 years of them. 7 commitments became 268, with 28 supersession chains, going back to May 2023. The reconstruction is labeled as reconstruction. Today's model reading old text is an approximation of what would have happened, not a recording of what did. The example that stung, a correction from the day before asking for infrastructure work to be explained as a plain language flow. It never reached the payload. Peter asked twice the following day for exactly that. The receipts. Which brings us to the part we could not do alone. 4 sealed case files, written by a custodian, hashed so nobody can quietly edit the past, holding synthetic material no model has seen. 32 questions across direct recall, cross-session synthesis, provenance, temporal supersession, honest absence, and scope exclusion. 5 contestants on the same corpus, the same questions, the same grader. E is graffiti, self-hosted, a real and well-regarded temporal knowledge graph, and the closest named rebuttal to our graph and provenance story. In prose, because a table is no use to anyone listening, an agent with no memory at all scored 10 of 32. Plain retrieval augmented generation scored 26. Kit's retrieval scored 29, and Kit answering under cite or abstain scored 30. Graffiti scored 17, with retrieval of 29, essentially level with ours. The number we are proudest of is not in those results, and it is not ours. The first run put graffiti at 10 of 32. We went looking for why, and the answer was that our grader demanded citations in the format our own store happens to emit, while graffiti cites its own internal identifiers. That is not a memory failure. That is us marking a competitor down for not being us. So we changed the rules in graffiti's favor before publishing anything. The primary metric is now the claims in the answer, not the citation format. Graffiti's adapter was rewritten to resolve its edges back to the sealed card identifiers, and its retrieval, measured fairly, is 29 of 32, essentially level with ours. It went from 10 to 17 on the fair grader, and we published the method alongside the numbers. The gap that remains is the interesting one, because it is a product difference rather than a scoring artifact. Graffiti is perfect on the honesty traps, 6 of 6 on absence and 4 of 4 on scope exclusion. It scores 0 of 6 on temporal supersession, where the corpus contains a fact that was later corrected and the right answer is the correction. Its retrieval finds the material, and the extraction step loses the thread between the old fact and the new one. On trust, on the same questions, our answers were supported and correct 20 times, with a single stale answer. Graffiti's were supported and correct 7 times, honestly abstained 10 times, and were unsupported 13 times. Abstaining is not a failure, and we score it as a pass. Answering confidently without support is the thing that makes a memory system unusable, and that is where the distance is. One more figure, because it is a real difference and rarely discussed. Ingesting 286 cards through an extract everything pipeline cost about $23 to $26. Storing is supposed to be cheap. Thinking about what you stored is where the money should go, and only for the things that earn it. Where we look good and where the work is. Good. Recall and trust on a sealed corpus against a real competitor, with a method we published and a grader we corrected against ourselves. Supersession looks like a genuine moat rather than a slogan. Cheap ingest is a real difference. Storage sovereignty is now checkable in one command by somebody who does not trust us, which is the only kind of checkable that counts. The work. This is still N1 on corpora we commissioned, run by us. Nobody has run us on their benchmark yet, and that invitation stands. Federation is a demonstration rather than the shipped path. There is still one maintainer, and the identity claim, which we lead with least now, remains unproven. The control arm went live before it produced a single confirmatory number, and its first readings lean against us. On 2 probes, an agent with the sole text and no correction history did the corrected thing anyway. There is a fair reading where those 2 tests were weak, because the behaviors they check are already written into the soul document. There is also a reading where corrections add less than we think. We wrote both down before the data existed, so that the second one cannot quietly become the first one later. 6 weeks of matched pairs will say. If the control keeps up, we stop calling continuity a differentiator and say so here. 2 days ago, 3 strangers told us our evidence was self-graded. It mostly was. What is different tonight is not that we disagree. Kit.